Order, starting with a roll call.
Patty Heft here.
David Jordan here.
Testing, Vince Delarosa here.
Greg Mattson.
Melinda Danforth.
Thank you. I'd just like to give thanks to everything we have, everybody here, for all of their good thoughts. We can come to one good mind today and move forward with the meeting, starting with the approval of the agenda.
Mr. Vice Chairman, we have a few items to add to today's agenda. In open session, we have three items. We'll take those up at the end of open session. The first is from gaming. It's an HR request, post and hire marketing director. Number two is a travel request to attend a Head Start tribal consultation meeting in Minnesota from Councilman Jordan. Third is a request for a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for a contract, Pitney Bowes. We do this annually with the print center. In executive session, we have two items to add, or three items, actually. The first is an unfinished business item. It's regarding the internal audit staffing model. That was on our agenda 2 weeks ago, but we didn't take any action on it, so we'll be revisiting that today. Second item is gaming, an HR item, their workforce level change and interim job reassignment. And the third is a request from Linda Dallas regarding a report from a consultant that we had hired, Kevin Fitzgibbons. He was hired to give us some recommendations on housing. He wants to give a report on his work at 1:30 today in executive session. And then delete from the agenda the item in executive session under unfinished business. Item number one, it's on page 3 of 3, elementary school incident. That has been resolved. That's it.
Mr. Chairman, make a motion to approve the agenda with all the changes.
A motion by David Jordan.
Support.
Supported by Melinda Danforth. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, Vince Delarosa. Motion carries. We have an agenda. We'll start with the oaths of office. Megan White and Al Manders. I don't see Al here.
Megan White.
Hereby promise.
To uphold the laws and regulations.
Of the Oneida Tribe of Indians of Wisconsin.
Of the Oneida Tribe of Indians of Wisconsin.
The General Tribal Council.
The General Tribal Council.
And the Tribal Constitution.
And the Tribal Constitution.
I will perform my duties.
I will perform my duties.
To the best of my ability.
To the best of my ability.
And on behalf of the Oneida people.
And on behalf of the Oneida people.
With honor.
With honor, respect, dignity,
and sincerity, and will maintain confidential information, with the strictest confidentiality. I will carry out the duties and responsibilities.
As a member of the Environmental Resource Board, all recommendations
shall be made
in the best interest
of the United Tribe
as a whole.
And then Deb Melcher in the ground, she will help you.
Okay. Okay, we'll move into the minutes to be approved, starting with April 21st, 2014.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make one motion to approve all five sets of minutes, if that is okay.
Support.
We have a motion by Patty Heft, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Resolutions? We've got mini baccarat and roulette rules of play.
I make a motion to adopt the resolution.
A motion by Patty Heft to adopt.
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of adopting that resolution?
Hold on. So under the Oneida Nation Gaming Ordinance, the business committee has the right to review the rules of play. And usually, and the business committee for the review would send these over to the LOC to review just to make sure that everything was in order. And that step had been completed, and I wanted to make sure that the business committee would want to do that or not. I mean, it's not a requirement within ONGO, but that's kind of, you know, and I don't know if the business committee has been totally inconsistent with that, mm-hmm. but that's kind of what.
As the chair of the LOC, do you recommend that the LOC give it a review?
I do. The Gaming Commission does have the authority to bring them forward. The business committee has the power to review. And I just want to make sure, from my perspective, and this is maybe my perspective alone, that gaming management is on board, as well as we have the Gaming Commission's approval, apparently, because they brought them forward, and now the business committee has to review. So just for my, and it's very quick. And
okay, I withdraw my motion and
concur.
And I'd like to replace it to send these over to the LOC for review and then bring back to the BC.
And I'm just wondering if maybe we should try to develop, like, that process in its entirety for how we do these, so that the Gaming Commission and the Business Committee in the future understand how this would work.
Support.
Discussion, more discussion, because Tammy has something to share that we already made a motion to not do that anymore, and Joanne had referred to it in a previous meeting.
Okay.
But I don't know. You can maybe speak about that, Tammy, if you'd like.
Yeah, last time we brought the Ultimate Texas Hold'em Rules up to the Business Committee for adoption, and Joanne had stepped in and said the Business Committee had made a previous decision not to send everything through the LOC. And I believe that's in part because the rules of play have already been established, and it's all formatted in the legal content. The difference is the few revisions that are made to clarify definitions or clarify the specific rules. In the two rules of play, there's one change in each, one change in mini-bock to address the burn cards, and one change in roulette to clarify the definition of what a mucker is. So that's really the only change going forward for both. We have the same resolution that was approved a month ago from the Ultimate Texas Hold'em.
Oh, may I interrupt? I don't want to use this time to go over the changes in the resolution because we're not talking about that. We're talking about the process on whether it comes here or goes to the LLC first. And I would like to stick to that as the conversation. I think it's clear when we take action on the motion, it's going to go to the LLC, and that's where you can bring those things up, as well as the process questions of what is causing the confusion at this moment. If we can institutionalize that change, so then there's not going to be confusion in the future about how to get these adopted.
Well, the other thing is that there's no resolution to adopt in the packet that I have. So mm-hmm. there's not a resolution that's included in my information either.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Okay, we need to go back to the motion that's on the floor right now.
Yeah, call for the question.
Okay. I'm going to call for the question. Can you restate the motion?
To send to the LOC for review and bring back to the BC.
Okay. We have a motion made by
Patty Heff, seconded by Vince Della Rosa.
Okay. With the call of the question, we'll ask for the vote. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Item 2, Oneida Tribe of Indians, Wisconsin, 2014-16 Transportation Improvement Plan.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution so we have something on the floor.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Melinda Danforth, supported by Patty Heft. highlights and reviews, Troy or Mike? Any questions by the committee to them?
I do have a question. I have a question just because we've been, just because I lived here all my life, so I understand like which roads are have been under construction or continuously need construction. So, for instance, over by, and I don't know if we, I don't have the total inventory in front of me, so I don't know if we own them or not, so you have to excuse me. So over by where Amelia Cornelius lives on Fish Creek Road, there's always that, the jumps that we took for the last couple of years. There's a large dip. Yeah, and vehicles are being damaged in that area because of that dip, and it occurs every year because of, I just want to say it's the movement of the from spring. And then also there's a large, like large hole by Path of the Bear that continues to form every couple of years. And it's my understanding that residents took it in their own hands to repair that that hole. And apparently, and of course, this is just one-sided hearsay, that they have been reporting that to Department of Public Works, and it had not been taken care of, so they did it themselves. So those are some examples. And so I'm wondering, my question is like I see the priorities on the list and the things that we want to fund. So how do those get into the mix when they're continual? Like there's a continual problem with the layout of the or the road itself.
Well, actually, I'm in the process of putting together a maintenance inventory list of tribal roads that need to be repaired. That's something I hope to accomplish this year. Fish Creek, unfortunately, is on the tribal inventory, but it is not a tribal road, but I can get in touch with Hobart's DPW to look into repairing that. Or the county, yes. And Path of the Bear, I was not aware, but I will certainly take a look at it.
Thank you.
Is there any way that we can improve that, maybe have a go-to number that's more broadcasted for the members to stay in contact with?
Certainly. Once I get the inventory, the maintenance inventory put together, I can send it out to whomever would be interested in receiving it.
Vince.
To Councilman Danforth's point, those two areas are really problematic. The one on Fish Creek is actually very destructive. It smashes front ends up, unless you're really aware that there's a dip there and you got to be careful. Can we speed those repairs up?
I'll take care of it as soon as I leave.
Okay, good. That'd be great.
Excellent. Well, my question was then how, like, do we have a populated, a populated list of priorities every year so that it gets on this tribal improvement plan? So we have funding, we're asking for funding, and we're going to try to fix these roads 2014 to 2016.
Yes.
But then do we have the next phase, 2017 and 2019 in play, or?
No, not yet, okay. But it can be. And also keep in mind the 2015, 2016, when I do the transportation improvement plan, the roads program through the Bureau asks us to project out for two reasons. The main reason is to show in Washington that there's tribal needs for road repairs and construction in Indian Country. But as some of you are aware, every year I redo the list. So if there is a road that is more in need than, say, one that is on the list today, then we can move that around accordingly. Also, when I do the contracting, I always make sure to build in a profit margin, and then that goes into a fund that we can also use to repair our own roads as needs arise.
Patty.
Once we take action to adopt the resolution in front of us, I'll ask to make another motion and ask Mike and Troy to bring us a report at our June CDPC meeting to address these questions and hear just a general over report on the status of all of our roads on the reservation.
Okay. Well, we have a standing motion with support. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Follow up.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a second motion that we ask Troy, what's your position?
Assistant
zoning.
Development Director.
Assistant Development Director. And Mike, what's your position?
Transportation Planner.
And the Transportation Planner to give a report at the CDPC meeting in June describing the status of roads on the reservation and projections for future maintenance needs, as well as a report on the Transportation Improvement Plan.
Motion by Patty Heft as stated.
Second.
Supported by Melinda Danforth. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Next, we have reports. Starting with Internal Services, Joni Buckley. Morning.
Good morning. Joni Buckley, Internal Services, and Michelle Danforth with Tourism. So I will go over the quarterly report, and I must just start out by saying that this brutal winter did not diminish the work going forward. So we continue to plug forward, staying focused on a community-centered activities, building a nation for strong families. I'm going to start out with agriculture, and I'll leave tourism for the end of the report because I want Michelle to weigh in on some of her activities. Agriculture, many of you, and I thank you for being at the Ag Summit on the 14th. We did have over 350, almost 350 representatives from over 20 states. We had Hawaii, Alaska, Canada, Haiti, Mexico, and even Maine. And so I've listed quite a few of the different tribes that attended. It's a very good forum to exchange information, to kind of see what you're doing to build healthy communities, for different tribes to tell us about their challenges, whether it's with hoop houses or greenhouses or aquaponics, and for us to also share our integrated food systems. So that went very well. As far as the impact, it was also great for the Radisson. They were very, very thankful that we brought 600 room nights in a very down month for them, which is April. And the Radisson did promise that it wasn't going to snow, and it started out with snow, so that was a disappointment there. But it was their best month, and they also had about 55,000 in banquet sales there. So overall, it was excellent for them. One of the things that we started to look at, too, and I'll speak a little later, is a follow-up for it. We're going to continue to build our relationship with USDA to really look at an entrepreneurial kitchen. I think that's the next step in anchoring a healthy food, and that's probably one that USDA would be much more interested in. As far as the grants are concerned, over this last quarter, we're finishing up the Youth Entrepreneur Grant, and we're hoping to get it this next year from Kellogg through First Nations for this summer. That's where they did the trail mix. We also applied for a farm-to-school grant, and many of these grants have a 25% match, so that's kind of important. So we applied for a farm-to-school grant to try and build a small aquaponics and extend the seasons and give them fresh lettuces and also fish. We're tied in with environmental in this one, so they'll be working since they have the fish guy. On the community food program, which was another grant, is for low incomes to provide healthy foods. We had to pass on that grant because it was a one-to-one match, and the ceiling of it was $300,000, so we just could not figure out how to make the numbers work. We are in the middle of a value-added USDA, and we're planning on going after that the next year when it comes out in the spring so that we can finish this one up. The boiler at the cannery, we're still working to try and replace that. Contrary to popular belief, we're not closing the cannery. We just had a small little setback. And so we're focused right now on the dry products, the dehydrated corn, and getting that production up. We're also continue to look at the short term that we're looking at for the food system is going to be the entrepreneurial kitchen and the aquaponics. Those are two projects that will be the short-term focus for that one. The youth leadership, I'll pass on that one because it's on the agenda a little later. And then I want to talk a little bit briefly about what some of the other departments are doing also, MIS. They have the big project rollout, so they finished with the electronic medical records. They're still rolling that out, but that big hump has passed. They did the Microsoft 365 with Outlook, so that big hump has passed. And now they're focused on integrating the expansion of the casino with Ovations and all of the systems and softwares that they need for that expansion. The grants department continues to look at some support the different programs, and they have a return on investment of 14 to 1. So they continue to look at new grants. Again, the landscape's very competitive. The change in the grants is that we now have to have more partnerships. So it's not enough for us just to go as the Oneida tribe. We need to partner with the surrounding community. It's a good opportunity to start to partner with other tribes in Wisconsin and to look at that. Legal Resources continues to support employee advocacy. So that's what they are there for by GTC resolution. OSEFS is now planning the farmers market, so they're busy with all of their vendors. It's been very exciting because the vendors are all in with both feet. They're the ones planning the activities. They're thinking about what other things they can do for the farmers market. So it's great to see the vendors engaged, and it's not just Bill trying to figure out how to get the traffic there. He's also working with the USDA value-added grant, which I'll talk about in a minute. So as far as Jahinqua is concerned, another just challenge that we are overcoming is that we got a corn sheller from First Nations. So that's going to help us to really start processing that white corn when it's coming off the fields. Vicki at the cannery is working with the value-added, and for those of you who went to the Ag Summit, you saw that USDA was very pleased to see us receive get the value added, and Vicki's produced a new pancake mix. So with the white corn, she did the pancake mix, and that's going well. We'll also be showcasing this also at NATAL when they come in June, because that's part of the value added grant, is to get other tribes engaged in the products we have. The Golly We Socks continues to bring the community closer by featuring a lot of the activities and issues of the tribe. So with that, what I'm going to do is ask them to rev up the screen, and I'm going to have Michelle start to talk about the tourism activity and a lot of the work that has happened, so that it's important when you start to look at all of our reports. We have strategies, and so every month the activities are developed to try and get closer to the goals and the strategies. So I hope that this will help to showcase the work and performance over the last few years.
Well, I'm just thank you for letting me speak. My name is Michelle Danforth, the tourism director. In the beginning of April, there was a huge, I don't want to say it was a conference because it wasn't a conference, but it was this huge event in Chicago called IPW. It's called International Powwow. It's horribly named, but essentially what happens is 5,000 people from all around the world ascend on Chicago. And if you can just scroll to the next page, please. That one. And what happens is on one half of the spectrum, there are all different types of peoples, hotels, cities, states, Great Lakes, there's people like me, there's all different types of tourism assets, any place that somebody can go and visit, because tourism is a multi-billion dollar industry for the United States. On the other end of the spectrum, there are all these tour operators, reciprocal operators, there's all different type of, there's airlines, there's all different types of people, and what happens is they set up specific appointments with individuals. So while I was there for the 2.5 days, we had specific appointments every single day. So it wasn't like you were out looking for somebody. It was you had specific appointments. And our first appointment was with the number one tour operator out of Germany. They didn't meet with the state of Wisconsin. They didn't meet with Harley-Davidson. They didn't meet with Great Lakes. They met with Oneida and Green Bay. And one of the reasons why is because just like all the Chinese operators that came to us, is that they have returning people who have already gone to New York, they've already gone to Florida, they've already gone to Texas and California, and now they want to go to Chicago. And so they were all asking about, what do you guys have for these itineraries that go around Lake Michigan? Because you start in Chicago and you go around the lake. And so the only thing that we have developed a bus tour planner, and essentially we're pushing a Two Nations tour, which is because we don't have a lot of things in Oneida, we have some things. We can spend a little bit of time in Oneida, we can spend a little bit of time in Menominee, and then we can, we just took our first Two Nations tour out last week, so we went to Menominee, we ate lunch with the Amish in Mondawell, and then they came to Oneida. And we specifically set it up that way, so that way we start in Menominee, they stay in Oneida. And the whole goal is to make sure that Oneida and Green Bay become a hub for when these tour itineraries are going around Lake Michigan, or just even being here during the summer for any type of tourist or any type of person, Oneidas that come here. So we had a sheet, and it was an earlier sheet that is in the packet, and we were giving out this sheet to show that we're developing things. This is what we're pitching. I'm pitching, saying, hey, we are building a village. We're building it. And so the report that we included is the small steps that have taken over the last couple of years and what we really need to try to get done this summer, because the one thing that I really, really took away from that was the fact that we are so far behind, but we're so far ahead, because there's no other like native village or native log home restoration area around Lake Michigan. But we're still very, very far behind. The tour operators that we were meeting with are really booking tours for 2015, 2016, because it takes so long to get a visa. But so the things that we talked about were the Longhouse Village, and you know, we've done the site survey, we've got the plan, we have the logs. Dan Brooks is trying to order some logs for the outside. It'll be about $2,500. We're trying to work with the Menominee Cultural Center to get the bark. It's been very difficult to get the bark, and for Dan and his troops to go up there, they can get probably about a small size longhouse, but it takes them quite a few days, like 3 days. So if we can get the bark from them, if you can scroll down. The other thing with also meeting with other groups, the visitor center, you know, it's still out there. It still sits there, because if you want to bring buses here, you have to have bathrooms. You have to have some place where they're going to start. And so we'll still kind of push along with that and try to get some schematic plans just so we can visualize. We got that master plan, but we're just going to use the map on that one. The Buffalo Overlook, the Chinese were very excited about the buffalo for some reason. They were very excited that you could come and see buffalo, and I don't know what it was about the buffalo, but they love the buffalo idea. Where the water birds nest, we put some signage out there, and there's a few things that they're doing out there, but there's a few things on a smaller scale that we can do. We did talk about creating some two-sided signage along the path, so as you walk the path with your family, you're able to read a story about how the thrush got the prettiest voice, or you, on your way back, you can see facts about animals and birds. And if you scroll down a little bit more, the Veterans Wall also is a tourist destination. Last couple years ago, we had four ladies from Indiana who were just driving around, and they came to see the Veterans Wall, which was kind of crazy in my mind, but I was like, that's pretty cool that they would drive all the way this way to check out our wall. So actually, conservation is there right now. We're planting some plants and putting in some mulch too, and then we're just using newspapers because it's free for a liner, because we're under cost containment. And then if you scroll up a little bit more, we also, in that same area, we have an amphitheater area. that we'd like to develop. We did write a grant, so we could do something more substantial and more permanent, and we'll find out about that grant in July. Right now I have a quote out there from a company called Whole Trees, and the little picture on the bottom is actually the Whole Trees schematic for the city of La Crosse, but it's a little large for what we want, but if we could do something on a smaller scale, but it's just a nice natural-looking thing that would blend into our landscape. And then finally, our last little area is the library, and specifically the library. Every year we've tried to do some sort of small improvement at the library because it's on Highway 54. And if you really look at all the assets on Highway 54, you know, from the DOT artwork to the bridges, I mean, everything is just becoming so beautiful. And the library needs to be just as beautiful as everything else. So every year we try to do a little bit there, and we have our third thing that we want to do there with the enrollment side of the building, doing some more window graphics and stuff like that. So the bottom line is that it's summertime and it's time to work and it's time to get going. So, you know, we're going to push through the process and you know, we'll have to sit down with finance and stuff and figure out how this works. But the reality is that if Oneida wants to be competitive in the tourism industry, we've sat down with the casino and talked about their bus program. We've talked about that, you know, there's other people who want experiential tourism, and we need to create that, because what ultimately happens is if we can get people to be at the Radisson, they'll use our restaurants. They may go to the gaming floor. They're not coming here for gaming, but they're coming here for something else, and that the gaming becomes ancillary because they have their specific gaming customers and we have other customers. So that is essentially everything in a nutshell that we're going to work on this summer. And hopefully you'll see some great changes in our community.
Thank you, Michelle. Thanks. You.
Very nice. Vince?
The only question I wanted to point out is, one is the artist in this community. If we could try and interface them. I know you guys have probably talked a little bit about that. An area where we could have more opportunity for artists to be involved. I think people that are visiting here would be fascinated to watch some of the artisans that I think that we have residing in this community, whether it's stone carvers or wood carvers or painters or you name it. And yeah. Then I guess the other thing too, which would be my final point, is that CDPC, it was brought to our attention from a very young Oneida tribal member that was asking, why don't you guys engage in more plantings throughout the middle? If you go in some of these bigger cities, you see colorful plantings all over the place. I know you're not directly responsible for that, but maybe as we work on, you know, the next year or two's budgets, hopefully that could be something. Because that young lady, that was a really good point that she made about even some of the side roads, you know, areas where we may have some control in the middle of the roads where you see in other communities, maybe not around here, but other more advanced communities where they're doing more plantings. When I talk about advanced, I'm talking about just some of the things that they do from a scenery standpoint.
Kind of like Alloway, the plants down the center of Webster.
Yeah, stuff like that. So I don't know if you had any feedback on those two points.
There is a, like with Green Bay, like if you wanted to do, what I always thought would be really cool is when you're going down West Mason Street, and the city of Green Bay is more than happy to work with us. I think it just comes down to money. So, you know, the plants, we could get a grant and ask NWTC to grow plants with their horticultural group, you know, and maybe get a grant for the planters. I think it's a great idea. So.
Do you have any, I don't know if anybody had any other questions. Did you work with David Greeno up there at the Cultural Center Museum in Menominee?
Was it? Yeah, he's actually the one. We tried to get bark a couple years ago because I was like, we will buy the bark, you know. And for some reason, I'm not 100%. It doesn't really fit into their business plan. So I did talk to, that's how we're looking into it, is Dave's actually looking at if we could purchase the bark and they would get a group of people to actually get the bark and use it as a fundraiser for their cultural center, because their cultural center has a budget of like $300 a year for marketing, which is nothing for their, I mean, that's a, it's a gold mine right there. It's a gem if they figured it out, but.
Man. Do you have any numbers, or did you ever do any eval numbers regarding their museum center? Is that?
No, I can ask, though, how many visitors they get a year and roughly how much money they bring in. Back when Vince talked about the artists, that was kind of like one of the things within that visitor center, too, was to have like a few separate areas where artists could come in and work, and the trade would be that they would help. And then to have like some sort of large, like either paved or some sort of rock area where if we know that buses are coming, we could put out the 911 to all the vendors in the area and say, hey, we have a bus coming. They'll be here from 12 to 3. Can you guys, you know, if you want, come on and set up. And it helps spark that support for our community artists. They don't get a lot of support. And so anytime we can help them, it's a good thing.
Give them opportunity.
Give them opportunity. That's right.
Good chair. Like to make a motion to accept the report.
Second.
A motion by David Jordan to accept the report, supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Thank you, ladies.
Thanks.
Next, we have governmental services. Morning, Don.
Good morning, everyone.
I put in front of you a copy of the GSD scorecard, just so that we can reference that. What I wanted to do today is basically kind of provide an overview of the activity in GSD and how it aligns with the scorecard and how it affects, you know, development here in Oneida for our particular population. In 2009, the division began implementation of the GSD scorecard process. Two major objectives were wellness and also growth and development. In addition to the scorecard alignment, we aligned it with the vision of the tribe, Nation of Strong Families, and we built in alignment and services to achieve the vision. In recent months, GSD has been working with the Quality of Life Committee and developing a wellness index, which actually, if you look at the scorecard, which I put in front of you, on its objectives, 6, improve wellness outcomes for the tribe. So this actually gives us now a direct connection with the government initiative and the organization and operations working collaboratively to achieve an end in mind. Wellness, the composition is mind, body, spirit, emotional, social, and economic. So the initiatives that and activities that we're implementing in the division has an impact on the tribal member in those areas. And it's all intentional, and it's with some notion about what does it look like at the end of the day. Continuing to ensure alignment of services, the division has been working on several interdivisional projects that are found within categories of these, the wellness index. And I just highlighted what those projects are, so you'll see that we're just not out there being busy, but what we're doing with the physical environment is also has a direct correlation with the behavior and characteristics of our population. For instance, the Oneida Trails and Lake Project promotes active lifestyles, positive hobbies and habits for the tribal community. That's in concert with the Environmental Division and also land. The Oneida Food Hub and Food System Initiative, which promotes healthy diets, nutrition, resulting in reduction of health conditions such as obesity and diabetes. We're doing that with the Internal Services Division. We have a 2-year Oneida Culture Academy, which promotes cultural competencies, positive self-esteem, self-concept, resulting in improved social cultural interactions and activity. This particular project also has implications for tourism and everything else when we're looking at branding for the tribe. So I think this is really significant. It's inclusive of language. It's in an early stage, an incubator stage too, and we're working on organizing that and including all our current services that we're providing so that it becomes more holistic and synergized. We've also been working with Development Division on housing and the Housing Committee to incorporate social planning into moving from housing sites into neighborhoods. We've also been working and collaborating education and HR with NWTC, working on workforce development. We have a plan to engage their training and education programs targeting critical professions for the tribe, too. We'll be in sync with where the industries and businesses are going so that our people will be able to get employment in areas that will be required, will be needed, and will have decent paying positions. And then GSD has also been working intergovernmentally with Brown County on their Cradle to Career Initiative 2. It replicates what GSD has been doing with the Growth and Development Pyramid 2, preparing people early on to get enter into careers where there are going to be jobs, there are going to be living, salaries that are in alignment with having a good lifestyle, quality of life. And then GSD is collaborating with Comprehensive Health Area and Recreation and Risk Management to address health care costs by making sure that our people are, again, living healthy lifestyles, practicing active lifestyles, and this will result in decreased social and health care costs. In sum, together with other divisions of the tribe in collaboration with the BC Quality of Life Committee, GSD is focusing on improving the wellness and quality of life for the Oneida community. In support of this aim, GSD will continue to try and be more effective, more efficient to achieve this outcome.
Vince? I wanted to ask a few questions, Don. One of the issues, and we're talking about the next committee. Hopefully you guys can get prepared for the next committee. I know we've been asking about poverty-related matters, and I don't know what you've been looking at. I know you've got a robust staff. Hopefully you guys have looked at the framework for how we could possibly start trying to address poverty, certainly in those communities where we know it resides. If you look at reports from the police department, and I forget which area that, I think it was the gang, I forget her, Amanda or Mandy. She has reports that shows the poverty rate is astronomical in housing sites. And then on top of it, my office keeps getting calls from folks occasionally, and I say once a month we get a call about someone that needs emergency shelter or they're some sort of homelessness related matters. Are you guys... Do you have a proposition for how we address this? These discussions have been ongoing for a long time. I mean, some of this stuff is almost mind-boggling. Homeless shelter discussions have been going on for 20 years. Poverty-related matters have been going on for over 10. I've tried to bring some proposals forward that I could not get traction on. But what are your propositions right now? Do you guys got something that you could prepare for the incoming council that they could take a look at and maybe react to?
Well, actually, Vince, you're actually highlighting what's been going on, a condition that's been evolving for decades almost in terms of what is poverty and homelessness and those sorts of things, has a lot to do with the economics of the country, lifestyles, changes, you know, and basically how people are living today as opposed to yesterday and that too. The growth and development pyramid actually addresses fundamental requirements in preparation and competencies to diminish or eliminate the notion of poverty and homelessness in terms of developing competencies for self-sufficiency and independence in that. And the other thing is going back to some kind of remediation with the population now that isn't situated to be successful economically. That's job training, retraining. It has to do with social implications, too, looking at, from a sociological perspective, a population that didn't have the nurturance that they needed early on in order to, you know, accept roles and responsibilities and that, too. So it's a multifaceted thing, but I think fundamentally we have to address the causes of it. And at the same time, we're addressing, you know, the symptoms. And I think what we're doing right now in GSD is trying to put in place a system that addresses the causes.
Vince. So on causes and symptoms, Because I would be looking for an action plan that we can hand off to the next council and say, this is some things we've looked at. This is what the existing staff have looked at. You guys are going to assess as you take your seats of leadership. Do you guys got something that you could recommend around those by August, or actually July?
Yes.
As it relates to causes and symptoms.
Oh, yes. I can get that to you.
Because we've got too many people that need housing shelter, emergency shelter, people that need housing in general. And then obviously this poverty-related matters that are known statistically by our organization. We really need a pathway, some sort of recommended cause of action, because talk only goes so far. And after some point, you just get ad nauseum with planning, and you got to take action. So you guys can have something prepared by July?
Yes, definitely.
For the council to look at the handoff for consideration of the new leadership?
Yes.
That would be great. Thank you.
I think a lot of that is being developed in the quality of life framework that's going on right now, along with what, you know, the ambitions and the push for what CDPC has been supporting in the past. I think it'll all come together. And it's both those are a reflection of offering the membership the opportunity.
Right.
That's what it's about. And, you know, as Vince stated earlier, there's so many tremendous artists or those that have the ability to perform and be part of an economic stimulation, but they need the opportunity to move forward.
I think we're in an exciting time right now in Oneida in terms of potential, and just, you know, identifying it, realizing it, and finding ways to support it, allocation of resources is just in front of us.
Mr. Chair, make a motion to accept the report.
It's a motion by David Jordan, accept the report, supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Extensions. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Boards, committees, commissions, we have appointments. Starting with Tamara Van Schindel, Oneida Arts Board.
Motion to approve.
Support.
Motion by Patty Heff to approve, supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Extension. Motion carries. Appointment of Yvonne Cornelius to Anna John Nursing Home Board.
Mr. Chair. I want to go back and make a motion to post for two other vacancies in the arts board. That there was only one applicant.
Is there a need for a motion on that? Didn't you make that before, David?
It doesn't
or
hurt
just
to make
update
another motion.
Update the motion, please.
I'll second it.
Yeah. Motion by David Jordan to update the posting for the Oneida Arts Board, supported by Patty Heff. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Extensions. Motion carries. Item two, Yvonne Cornelius to be on Anna John Nursing Home Board.
Motion to approve.
Motion by David Jordan to approve, supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries. Item three, Carol Cornelius to the Oneida Library Board.
Motion to approve.
Motion by David Jordan to approve.
Second.
Supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed?
And to just note that both of those last two were there was only one applicant for each.
Any abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, Melinda Danforth. Motion carries. Quarterly reports. Anything from the Arts Board?
They submitted a report, and I make a motion to accept their report.
Support.
Motion by Patty Heft to accept the Arts Board report, supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item two, Oneida Land Claims Commission.
No report submitted. I make a motion to defer to the next meeting.
Motion by Patty Heft to defer.
Support.
David Jordan, support. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Been a request to defer the Land Commission.
I'll approve that or make a motion to defer to the next meeting.
Motion by Patty Heft.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Oneida School Board, report.
I know Deborah Danforth was here. Okay, she's asked that it be deferred to the June 11th meeting, so I'll make that motion.
Motion by Patty Heft to
defer to June 11th.
Supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Standing committee is LOC. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
For the April 16th meeting minutes, I'll make a motion to accept the minutes.
A motion by Support. Patty Heft to accept the meeting minutes for April 16th, supported by David Jordan. Any need for highlights? Questions? All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. We have a resolution.
I'll make a motion to approve the resolution for the divorce annulment and separation law amendments.
Adopt. Motion is stated by Patty Heft.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Next resolution is public use of tribal land law.
Make a motion to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Motion by David Jordan to adopt, supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
You have two, actually. One is to adopt the law, and the second would be the adoption of the public use of tribal land law citation schedule. So the first one, I assume, was to adopt the law. So I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution for the public use of tribal land law citation schedule.
Support.
The motion by Melinda Danforth is stated, supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
And just so the business committee is aware, within the financial impact statement, there was $14,600 that was needed to help implement this law, and the Community Development Planning Committee made that commitment to fund that. So we'll be going through the appropriate process to obtain those dollars.
So thank you for CDPC. Thank you. Okay. Item 4, resolution to child custody placement and visitation law.
Motion to adopt the resolution.
The motion by David Jordan to adopt. Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Resolution 5 is paternity law amendments.
Motion to adopt the resolution.
Motion by Melinda Danforth to adopt the resolution.
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, ladies.
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to acknowledge the work by the LOC committee, the five council members that sit on that committee, and the staff who were just in front of us. All year they have done, and past years, but this year especially, I just want to acknowledge and thank you for your work. You've had a heavy workload, especially implementing the new judiciary and then getting everything revised and amended so it could fit into that new system has been amazing. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Very thank you. Well-earned acknowledgement there, Secretary. Next we'll go into Finance Committee meeting for May 9th. Need a motion for Finance Committee meeting?
Oh, I was at the meeting. Motion to approve.
Motion by David Jordan to approve the minutes.
Support, Mr. Chair.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item C, Community Development Planning Committee.
Motion to accept or approve. Motion to approve.
A motion by Patty Heft to approve the minutes.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Nothing to report on quality of life?
No.
Moving to GTC, acknowledge the petitioner, John Paulus Jr., develop and construct Oneida Dialysis Center.
Motion to accept.
Support.
Motion by David Jordan to accept the petition, supported by Vince Della Rosa.
Mr. Chairman, just note then, this will be sent on to the three places, finance, law, LRO, to be analyzed in 30 days. We'll get it back.
Yeah, and that could be added to, that could be added to the motion.
Where would any additional information be placed, be determined there?
Yep, those places will determine if more is needed.
Okay, did we vote on it?
So it's just understood that this particular petition will move forward. This is just a part of the process to forward and advance this when the time is right.
Mr. Chairman, I would ask that even if we do it formally or informally, that we ask the either the Hill Center or Larry's staff, business development unit staff, or somebody do, you know, start preliminary looking into the feasibility study, because I know that the health center already had that request on the table to do a dialysis center, and the numbers didn't pan out at that time. Not saying that they won't this time, but they didn't pan out that time. So maybe they can update that feasibility plan and bring it forward.
Mr. Chair, I had actually brought this up many years ago. I think it was in 2006 or 7, and they did do some research work, so we should be able to get that pulled. I will advance my memorandum at that time to them. They can revise their review.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a motion with the support. Did we vote on that?
No, we didn't.
I don't think so. No.
Okay. Vote to support the motion. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Unfinished business. We have elderly recognition luncheon plate update. I don't know if that was.
We didn't get any new information on this event. I'm not sure if. Please come up to the front. Looks like Tina Paspachala and Don White are here.
That's why you're here. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Okay, I don't know exactly. Good morning. I'm Tina Paspachala. I don't know how much of an update you have.
None.
Okay. Well, let me give you a date's been set for August 8th. It will be held at the Radisson for the first 600 elders to sign up. They'll be signing up through our department. They'll have to call in and they'll have to provide their name and tribal enrollment number and things like that. And along with that, they'll be holding a elder expo that will have vendors from the tribe in different in the surrounding areas on elder issues, you know, like Medicaid, Medicare, and things like that. The lunch will be from noon to 1. They've planned three recognitions during the lunch for the two oldest and the youngest elder in attendance. The registration will begin July 1st, and deadline for sign-up will be July 31st so that we can give an accurate count. And we have, thanks to the business committee, $10,000 to provide that meal.
Vince.
The one question that did get raised about people that suggest that they're going, they sign up, and then when the event comes, 20 or 30 might not show up. Have you guys taken into account how we could address that?
Every year we try to take into account that, and there's only been one year where we actually had a small handful that didn't show up, and that's when we issued tickets, printing at that time, printed tickets that had a stub, and I think that made individuals more accountable because they had like a ticket event. But there's really not a whole lot that we can do at this point because it is the aging population. You never know what happens. I mean, one day they can be very mobile and agile and healthy, and you know, the next day have a fall. So, you know.
Good enough.
Is there any question or is there good comfort level with the number, 600?
Yes. Well, that's a comfort number for the cost of the plate and how many we can provide for within that budget range without exceeding it.
Mm-hmm. So. Is there any option for those that maybe want to pay a higher price or an additional cost to if that number, because the capacity is higher than that, right? At the facility?
Comfortably, they can actually seat, well, I guess it wouldn't be comfortably, but maximum seating would be 900. But from past experience, on average, we get between 500 and 600 elders that actually participate, you know, with the elder Christmas party and previous elder luncheons that they used to hold in May. So, we feel that 600 is a comfortable number.
Motion to accept the report.
Second.
A motion by Patty Heft to accept, supported by Melinda Danforth. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tina.
Thanks, Tina.
Have a good day.
You too.
You too.
Item 2, resolution establishing the Youth Development Fund.
Good morning, Joni Buckley, Internal Services, and Susan White with the Trust. In your packets here, you have information, and we can certainly put up the PowerPoint if you'd like and go through that. But you have a resolution to help establish the 7871 formally. And this resolution, if you'll look on the last, whereas, be it further resolved that the Internal Service Division Director shall work with the team members to finalize the creation of the Oneida Youth Leadership Fund Board and shall develop bylaws and fund disbursements policies. No disbursements of the fund shall occur until such time as the board is created and the disbursement process are adopted and approved. Now, what we're doing is just putting together the framework so that we can go receive charitable contributions and be able to give them a formalized tax deduction to anybody that gives it. This was all set up through a grant from First Nations. As you see, we have a brief on the purpose, the background of it in there, the journey that we've had for the last year, and the information. And I just kind of want to touch on a couple of points. The first one is the grant ends the end of this month, so we're trying to expend down all the monies that we can. We're using the money primarily. We had to take two trips. Hopi had to come up here. We had to go down to Hopi, so that they're our mentor protege. The other thing that we've done is we've requested the IRS letter for tax contributions. And legal also has an opinion, which was handed out to you. So we've gotten the legal review on that one. We are going to set up the software, and so we're going to try and pay for it out of these funds to have the software for the next 2 years. That gives us at least a framework where we can put donor bases in if we want. If somebody has an event, they can load up the software. We can send out email blasts on it. We have also have the flyer that really kind of depicts the youth leadership. This is just a framework. So to give you an example, the grants director will be the one managing this because that was one thing that was asked until we can get money. There's no money in there, so it's not a need to add more resources if we don't have it. If, let's say, there's a youth group that wants to do a fundraiser, they can certainly use this framework to go after it and do it, or they can do it on their own. But this framework has a formalized letter that can be given when people give contributions. And the other thing that this framework does is it starts to build the story so that you can either go after grants, you can go after major funding. We did have an event with Mark Murphy, the president of the Packers, because part of the grant said we had to have one rollout. We had the event scheduled. We've canceled it or postponed it, and we'll do it, if possible, later on. But for us to do the event, we had to have the bank accounts segregated and set up, and that's going through the normal channels of the tribe. So accounting does all of that. We don't deal with it. It goes through the normal channels. Questions?
Mr. Chairman.
David.
Did we have formal adoption from the Trust and Enrollment Committee? Do we have anything that was done formally through there? Because I know that the Trust and Enrollment Committee will be handling this, and they report directly to the General Tribal Council. So is there anything that was done formally through the Trust and Enrollments?
They were notified at the regular trust meeting about this process and that the BC resolution had not yet been adopted. So they have a heads up, and they know that if this does indeed one day become an endowment fund, they know their role there because we're listed in there with specific responsibilities.
I'm just curious if we could have the blessing from the trust and enrollments before we adopt the resolution, then we know that it would be the proper steps.
I would say that you have it, but they had no issue with the information that I gave them as a heads up.
I'll make a motion to adopt the resolution.
A motion by Patty F. to adopt the resolution.
Support.
Supported by Melinda Danforth. All those in favor of that motion? Vince?
I just had one question. I'm curious. I know you said it would be under the kind of jurisdiction of the grants department. Why wouldn't we just place something like this under finance? I know that we've got two kind of financial areas. One is trust is managing some things. Mm-hmm. If it goes the endowment route, it's a no-brainer. Right now, why wouldn't we necessarily put this under finance or some other mechanism outside of the grants department?
You can put it under finance. You can put it under any place that you have the resources, that you've got the administrative resources to manage the software, that you have the knowledge base to go after the funding mechanisms, and that you have the rainmakers. If you put this and just kind of put it under somebody just to oversee, you're really not going to be developing this initiative. If a youth group wants to come, I think that we have the resources to help them with the flyer, to help gather the information, to help them be successful. There's no concern about putting it under finance. I think there was some comments a while back about starting to develop a development for fundraising.
Thank you.
Just a clarification, the funds, the money itself will be segregated, there will be a segregated account in the accounting area.
Correct.
They will oversee that, and the administration of it is by grants.
Correct.
So we still have finance overseen and involved.
Correct. Everything is set up by accounting through your normal
channel. Collecting the money.
Correct.
And then work will come later on how we would actually distribute money from the fund when there's enough in there to do such.
Correct. You may go 2 years without not more than $200 for 2 years. I think the system we want to set up is that when you have the online portal, people can plug it in, and online it goes through accounting to the bank, Bay Bank. We've asked them to set it up there. Mm-hmm. Accounting does all the processing of it. But if you're going to do, let's say, the luncheon, and this first luncheon with Mark Murphy was going to be to feature the police department and their work for the youth, mm-hmm. and you collected, and after you paid the luncheon, you had $500 left, then the idea would be to give the police department $400 to keep $100 in the fund, because in 2 years, you're going to have to be able to pay for the software and everything. Mm-hmm.
I think part of the problem has been we got tangled up into the details of actually the task, the mm-hmm. activities that you're going to create and conduct in order to collect money into the fund, which is a separate thing. Today we wanted to focus on how we're actually going to establish it. Correct. And how checks and balances in the organization are going to oversee the fund itself.
Correct.
And so when it gets confusing when you stray from that piece of it and you start talking about all the fun stuff, I guess, are the activities on how we're going to collect and persuade people to give to the fund. That, I think, comes at a later date, and you should start going to the Quality of Life Standing Committee with some of your plans and goals on how you're going to start building the fund with dollars. But today's a big step if we can just approve the infrastructure and the establishment of it, and then you can start on the next phase, which is telling us how you're going to raise money.
Much agreement there. So we have a motion with support to adopt the resolution. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstained.
One abstention, David Jordan. Motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next item, new business. Item one, housing development verbal report. Obviously can't be done with the chairman absent. So,
I think, Mr. Chairman, we're going to move that to 1:30 p.m. if the parties arrive.
Okay.
And they ask that we move that into executive session. But we can deal with that if that occurs.
My understanding, well, okay, we'll deal with it as it comes up. Item two, begin development plan for alternative forms of medical treatment for the Oneida Tribe members. Vince De La Rosa.
Yeah, Mr. Chair, I submitted a request to have the health centers provide some feedback on, as outlined in my memorandum. I don't know if they've had a chance to, I did supply it to them. I don't know if they have a response. I'm getting an affirmative no. So I would ask that we forward that on, I guess, officially from here and ask them if they could provide some feedback. I think there's some things that I've pointed out regarding the Wisconsin Medical College that I won't get into now. I know that there's some limitations over there that we've talked about a little bit. I'd like to explore those and see where we could go. I know on two occasions I've brought up alternative methodologies in terms of treatment pathologies, and I've been told that for some of these things the tribal member could actually go to June Hinkwa. I think there needs to be a much more coordinated approach with clients from the health center working with our doctors, and I don't have the perfect resolve. I don't criticize the health area. I think they've done as good a job as they can. I'm just curious about this last piece. The first issue I brought up was actually micronutrient programs being merged with DNA testing, and now I'm asking about naturopathic approaches. So hopefully they could respond to that memorandum. I'd ask that we just forward it on and ask them to respond maybe at our next BC meeting in writing.
Okay. So are we going to accept this as FYI?
Yeah, I'd make a motion to accept as FYI and just forward officially from the business committee to the leadership at the health center and see if they can respond at the next meeting in writing about some of their feedback on the subject matter.
Very good.
That'd be the motion.
Motion by Vince De La Rosa, supported by Melinda Danforth. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Thanks, Vince.
Sure.
Item three, approved CIP for Main Casino Cleaning Agent System. That's item three and four, so I don't know if we need to.
Correct. Good morning. The two items, one, the 1304 is for the main casino, and then 1305 is for the Mason Street Casino. Basically, what those projects are doing is addressing a need that was identified with risk management relative to some of the mission-critical data systems and computer equipment that is at those two locations. Right now, they're served by the wet sprinkler, the fire suppression system, and obviously water and computers don't get along real well, so we're trying to go back on some of these areas and make the adjustment. So what the project is doing is removing that wet pipe sprinkler system from those rooms and closing the walls to make sure they're all the way to the deck, and then introducing this clean agent system, which is a different type of fire suppression system that does not harm that equipment at all. It allows it to continue to operate. And with each of the kind of the packages with the two, because it is kind of a CIP-related project, we are asking for the procedural exception for the routing of the packages to the various entities, because this is a completely internal, inside of the building project work. It's all remodeling type scope, and normally that routing of that package is addressed when we're looking at more of a new building where we're impacting site conditions and other community development components. So we are asking for that exception, the route, and then approval of the package, and then activation of the funding that was included in the FY 2014 CIP budget request.
I have one question. Are we going to be able to perhaps reclaim some of this with internal services that are available, say from the various staff there that may be able to perform some of the duties? You know, getting prep, site prep ready and things?
Yeah, we can certainly, it's certainly budgeted for outsourcing the work just to make sure we have that covered, but we can certainly work with, you know, maintenance staff, things of that nature, and looking at the remodeling components, some of the wall construction type things. Mm-hmm. The system has to be obviously installed by a certified installer, right, to be valid, but some of the remodeling work around it certainly could be looked at with internal resources. So, depending upon their availability, so and timing.
Yeah, I you know, because I'm assuming it's going to go to something similar to a shunt trip system in the electrical. So I know we can do some of those things in you know, interior or right. Internal.
Well, so. Right. Yeah. Some of these are, they don't necessarily shut the equipment down. It does tie in obviously with the fire alarm, smoke alarm system, right, so that if something happens in that room, it does you know, notify those other systems. So there is a tie in with those. Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion that we approve activation of $335,000 from the approved FY 2014 CIP budget for CIP number 13-004, Main Casino Clean Agent System, that we approve the CIP package and CIP project number 13-004, Main Casino Clean Agent System, and that we approve the procedural exception to forego phase two of the CIP process of routing the CIP package to the various review entities. It's all written down in the memo, so I've just made it all one motion.
A motion by Patty Heft. Support. Looking for support.
Support.
Supported by Melinda Danforth. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. In that long motion, did you include 005 as well, Betty?
Nope. The next one I did not. This one was for the Maine, now the Mason Center, which I think has the same set of actions that they need.
Just the difference which in is cost.
Right, and that is on page 250 of your electronic packet. I'll make the motion if we're on that item. Do you want to take up that item, Mr. Chair?
No, it's a similar item. Paul, is there any highlights?
That's correct. Scope is identical system, just a different building, so we broke them into two packages so we could track the expenses.
So I'll make a motion for that project, if you're ready.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Make a motion to approve activation of $107,000 from the approved FY 2014 CIP budget for CIP number 13-005, Mason Street Casino Clean Agent System, to approve the CIP package and CIP project 13-005, Mason Street Casino Clean Agent System, and approve the procedural exception to forego phase two of the CIP process of routing the CIP package to the various review entities.
That motion as stated by Patty Heft.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Item 5, 2014 Oneida elections.
Mr. Chairman, I will delete from the agenda. I'm not sure the background, or that's my motion, is to delete from the agenda. And I'm saying that because I don't have any details of where this came from or who's going to be in charge of it. So I think it's coming from the chairman's office, but we'll need him to explain it, and we can do that at the next meeting. So yep. Delete from the agenda.
Motion to delete by Patty Heft. Looking for support. Once.
Support.
Supported by Melinda Danforth. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, just so everybody knows, it doesn't mean that we're not going to, that these things will not occur. There is a team and a transition team working on some of these things, so it's just a matter of just coordinating everybody, and hopefully at our next meeting,
yep,
something more comprehensive will come forward.
Thank you, Patty. Hopefully, item 6, procedural exception to approve 4,000 sponsor for Better Futures Native American Day at St. Norbert College.
Mr. Chairman, I put this on the agenda to make the request for the money to come from the Business Committee Special Projects line. At our last report, there is money in this line. I know we are in cost containments, but I just believe the amounts are fairly low, but would make big impacts in this request as well as the next one that you're going to see. St. Norbert College has been conducting a Native American Day. They did their first or second one last fall. Most of the participants are our students. And they brought in the parents of the two basketball players, the women basketball players from Kentucky. I can't think of their names right now.
The Schimmel?
Yes.
From Louisville?
Yep, brought in their parents as speakers. And then people from our organization also met with the students. So I just think it's a great investment to get our students on a college campus. It doesn't mean that they're going to go to this college, but it certainly does help to get them acclimated and motivated to consider going to a four-year college or a two-year technical college. But I think it's a great investment. So I'm hoping you'll approve it. I'll make a motion to approve, and then we could have more discussion if you want.
Support. Okay.
We have a motion by Patty Heft to approve the request, supported by Melinda Danforth. Discussion? Any questions? All in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Item 7 is a procedural exception to approve 3,000 sponsor ethic of in business awards luncheon, November 13th, 2014.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, I put this on the agenda. Same reason again. Oneida has been participating in this event for, I think, at least 3 to 4 years. Many of our high school students are participating in this event. I think it's a great investment in introducing ethics into our future leaders. In addition to high school students attending, we've also had individuals from the organization attend. I know Councilman Brandon Stevens has been a speaker at the panel. I've been a speaker at the panel. I'm hoping this November we'll get other business committee members to participate now that we're a sponsor. It's just another great investment in an area that would benefit the tribe. So I'm hoping you will approve it. And again, it would come from our BC Special Projects budget line. I'll
because
make a motion
the date,
to.
The date is beyond the fiscal year, so what do you?
Well, the date is in November, but the sponsorships are being collected and paid for today.
Okay.
And, so all right. I make a motion to approve the procedural exception.
A motion by Patty Heft to approve.
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Just one thing on that, you know, there again, it's, I think we should be supporting these efforts, but then at the same time, there should be, perhaps for the first one, you know, one of those exceptional students be the ones to present that check. I think it's it gives you the chance for Oneida to celebrate those type of things rather than just than just a check being sent out or whatever. Same thing with the other business awards luncheon. If there could be one of our entrepreneurs doing that presentation on behalf of the tribe, I think it says a lot more.
I know when I attended a couple years ago, I was impressed with our high school students. Mm-hmm. And they were students who came not just from the tribal school, but from the other public schools. And I believe we were in the majority of attendees at that event.
Okay. Thank you, Patty. Item 8 is employment compensation benefits. Starting with item A, are we going to go through each one of these individually?
Yes.
Okay.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Our first request is for the Central Accounting Office to hire an emergency temp for a records technician. This position did go through review through the senior leadership team, and their recommendation is to move forward with this one.
Motion to approve.
Second.
A motion by David Jordan to approve, supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item B.
Item B, this is for the farm. This is to hire one sub-relief agricultural worker.
Motion to approve.
Support.
I have Melinda Danford to approve, supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item C, comprehensive health.
Comprehensive health. This is for a medical records position.
And all these have been approved through the management team?
Yes. All of these requests that are on the agenda today have been reviewed by the senior leadership team.
And they're all going to be tribal members?
We will post, according to the process, the first posting is for Oneidas.
And they will be posted externally?
Yes. I don't believe we have any that are requesting internal job reassignments.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Motion by David Jordan.
Second.
To approve, supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item D is comprehensive health.
The next one is to hire an emergency temp for a contract health position.
Motion
and
to approve.
We have a request to hire and post.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion by David Jordan to approve, supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item E.
That's it. Motion to approve.
Item E is Comprehensive Health Division approved posting and hiring a patient's account representative. Motion by Melinda Danford to approve.
Second.
Supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item F, comprehensive health, group posting of certified pharmacy technician.
Motion to approve.
Motion by David Jordan to approve.
Second, Patty Heft.
Supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item G, Development Division approved maintaining staff levels and frontline custodial not to exceed 65 full-time positions or equivalent.
Motion to approve.
Support.
Motion by Patty Heft to approve, supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item H, Development Division approved posting and hiring Administrative 3 permit processor.
Yeah.
Troy can tell you a little bit more about what their request is about.
Sherry's old job?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's correct. It was a position that's been with the department for over 20 years. We had, unfortunately, a resignation during the first cost containment period in October, which put it out. There was a business committee approval to move to a 20-hour per week position that was given in December, and this request was brought back recently to go to a full-time position. The situation is we have our inspectors being pulled out of the field handling the internal office function and administrative tasks of the permit process management and filing and record keeping, and it's taking them out of the field and doing their inspection work.
Mr. Vice Chairman, I guess, and I brought this up before, wouldn't we be able to utilize the front desk lady at Little Bear to help out and assist with this matter? We're already paying her to do administrative work. Can't we utilize that cross trainer to take on this job?
I understand that's been looked at, and it it's not able to be completed.
Why?
Because, I mean, I even look at, to the councilwoman's point, and no knock, I mean, I haven't asked you guys about this, but I look at where we're accepting the payments for license plates. It seems like there's multiple places where we can accept. It's just redirect, it seems.
Yeah.
I'm missing something. I don't.
Yeah, our permit processing function is quite a bit different. There's a certain knowledge of construction process and that engagement with the inspectors within the development office, as well as other entities that visit the office pulling permits and handling that function. So it is unique, different than licensing.
And then could this be a part-time job?
We consider it a full-time job. It has been. The workload is there, and it has been. We consider it a full-time.
Well, just one thing to keep in mind as well, the construction season is coming, so it's going to do nothing but get busier. And the expectations of the inspectors out there is because of direction coming from this committee right here. So I don't know how many have actually pulled permits, but there is quite a process to it. It shouldn't have to be, but there is, because we're creating our own as well as complying with numerous codes that are state, local, and federal. So.
Make a motion to deny the request.
Here. Motion to deny the request by David Jordan. That needs support.
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
I'll say aye.
Abstentions?
Aye.
Yeah. 2-1-1. Motion passes. Request denied. Item I, Gaming Division.
I just want to go back and just talk through. I voted to deny the request as well. But it doesn't. It only means deny today. I think if we can go revisit that area and come to better understand what's going on there, they could resubmit it back. But I think we're trying to find out if there are ways to look at some other positions and right, do some cross-functional stuff. So we just want to challenge them a little bit more to find a way to look at some other positions and maybe combine that. It might be good if, I would recommend, Troy, if you could bring this to the CDPC in at our June meeting, maybe between now and then, you know, try to consider the feedback that we gave today and some of the struggles we have today, and let's talk about it and revisit it then.
There again, I wouldn't want to beat the horse, but, you know, it was given, shared with us, that senior management had reviewed this and they had approved all these requests. We don't understand the subject, and yet we denied it. So, I don't disagree with any of the statements, but if we're going to review something twice after those that are professionals in that field have reviewed it, then it becomes convoluted with.
Well, I think, you know, we have some silos going on, and you know, although we're getting better at it, and mm-hmm. I think we just want to challenge our division directors a little bit more to, you know, really look at ways to combine some positions, you know, rather than having, you know, Councilman De La Rosa raised a good point about licensing, and I don't know if there's some other areas. Melinda had some good ideas too. We just want to make sure that we're exhausting all of those things before we allow a new position to be reinserted back in the organization.
And the reason I'm denying the request is that there's a big issue with staffing levels out there, and there's maybe it's not the situation where that position is needed, but there are staffing levels where we need to start removing people around because there's some people that are overstaffed and there's some people that are understaffed, and it's becoming a major problem.
Agreed.
Cross-training is essential.
Yeah, and I guess from my perspective, I wanted to give Troy an opportunity to, you know, go back and get that question answered about why we wouldn't be able to cross-train that person to take on those responsibilities, because it would seem natural for individual coming to apply for zoning to meet the receptionist and be able to make an application there and just, anyway. So, and the business committee did ask, you know, even the judicial system to begin to look at, you know, the clerk of courts and how we can cross-train them to help assist each other instead of having one position dedicated to each of the courts. So, I mean, there's a movement there, I guess, and
it's a personnel issue. I could discuss it potentially in an executive session because we are talking about personnel issues that I could potentially address.
Well, the motion stands, so.
Okay.
Thanks, Trey.
Okay, item I is gaming division. Approve combining two human resource assistant positions to one full-time. Everybody's running scared. Need motion to support or deny.
I want some kind of a backup on this, basically.
Okay. Yeah. Good morning.
Morning.
This position had come before the BC in October, and it was approved to be posted at that time. It was taken down and removed due to cost containment and the hiring freeze, and we brought it back in February and were asked to hold on the position until June to hire. So that's what we're doing right now, and it is a combination of two positions. We're combining two positions into one generalist position, mm-hmm. So it will be a cost savings of about $52,000. So we'll be removing one position and having just the one instead of two. And it is the hiring compensation for the gaming division. We currently only have two people doing that job, and we're down two people as well. There's only a staff of five.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Patty Heff to approve.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Item J, governmental services. Approved posting and hiring of assistant museum director.
We'll need an explanation on this one.
Motion to deny. Motion to deny.
Support. A motion by Melinda Danforth to deny the request. Yeah. Supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Mr. Vice Chair, I just wanted to make a request to the division director. I think it's time if you can give us a report, maybe at the Quality of Life Standing Committee meeting, on the status of the museum. The museum building, I know, is not in good shape. It's the museum itself is in a poor location, and it's time that we just hear what your ideas are for the future of the museum. It's not a motion. I just wanted to give some feedback.
CDPC. Oh. Okay. Did we get a vote on that one?
Yeah.
Yep.
Item K, governmental services. Approve posting and hiring of parks worker 2.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Melinda Danforth to approve.
Support.
Supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item L, internal audit. Approve hiring of an internal auditor for interviews held on February 14th.
Motion to approve.
2014.
Motion to approve.
Motion by David Jordan to approve. Supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item M, Law Office approved posting and filing or and filling the attorney position.
Motion to approve.
Motion by Patty Heft to approve. It's been vetted out in the past. Retirement or support by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
Just for the record, the reason why I supported the posting of this position was because it was the one attorney that managed all the Indian Child Welfare cases, as well as the construction contracts, trust enrollment issues, retail contracts, etc. Yes. So
retirement.
Otherwise, I probably would have not supported it.
Okay, item N, Oneida Police Department, approved posting and filling of police officer position as vacancies occurred to the 12 police officer positions.
Motion to approve.
Support.
Motion by David Jordan to approve, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
Just to make note, that we're approving these positions because there's a lot of them that are opening up because the people are retiring. Is that correct? Three are retiring.
One already did,
but there's two more on the way.
Two more on the way.
Yep. It's much needed. Thank you.
Item O, Oneida Tribal Judicial System approved the posting and filling of the clerk of courts.
Motion to approve.
Support.
Motion by Melinda Danport to approve, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, Geraldine. We almost got through the alphabet. Okay, we have travel reports. Patty's travel report for Native Nations Institute.
Mr. Chairman, this is my travel report. I sit on the board. They pay all my travel expenses. I don't know if you have any questions. We were on the Salish Kootenai territory in the Flathead Indian Reservation. Got to meet with that tribe. They also have an interesting corporation that I'll ask him to contact us. It might be a model we want to look at in the future.
Vince.
Make a motion to approve or accept?
Just accept.
To accept the report.
Support.
A motion by Vince Della Rosa to accept the report.
Did you say Della Rosa?
I supported it.
David Jordan supports. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Next, we have a travel request. Item one, Alliance for Great Lakes board meeting.
Mr. Chairman, this is a board that I sit on as well. They meet quarterly. I haven't attended the past couple of meetings. This one, because they go around the Great Lakes area. This one's in Chicago. The tribe would pay for my travel expenses for this, for the attendance on this board. One of the reasons that I sit on the board is to complement the other board that I sit on, the Wisconsin Coastal Management Board, which is a state appointment by the governor. But the two relate to one another just to ensure that Oneida and tribes in this area have a presence on the work that they're doing with Great Lakes initiatives.
Very important.
Motion to approve.
Support.
Motion by Melinda Danport to approve the request, supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
And I have an outdated agenda on with my submission materials only because the new agenda isn't out yet. But when it is out, I will share that with you.
There's some recent RTOC items, too, you need to bring down there. Okay. Morning, Becky. Item two, election board retro approved.
Motion to retro-approve for 7 election board members, 2 enrollment employees, and 1 police officer to travel to Milwaukee for the primary election May 9th through 11th.
Support.
Motion by Melinda Danforth as stated, supported by David Jordan. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item 3 is retro-approval of e-poll.
Motion to retro-approve.
Second.
Department of Children and Families, Department of Heal and State Tribal Consultations, is that what it is?
Department of.
Department.
Okay, we have a motion by David Jordan to support the e-poll.
Seconded by Patty Hub.
Seconded by Patty. All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Abstain. Motion carries. Did you have anything on that, Melinda? Yep.
Oh, I. Not anything real significant, but under the Department of Health and Human Services, the secretary reported out that she was meeting one-on-one with the tribes to look at our long-term services. So I was kind of surprised to hear that we weren't tapping some of the funding under long-term care services. So some of the things that they provide to those individuals who qualify, no matter if you belong to the tribe or not, is building ramps for disabled and elders. They provide dollars for those individuals who would shovel or do the lawns for individuals. So what they did was they came to Oneida and they did an assessment of some of the things, like looking at our organization, because some requirements you have to pass through a certain agency. So they were looking at and did analytics for the tribe to see how we can capture those dollars in long-term care and long-term services from the state level. So I'm going to ask health and possibly, you know, Don's area to report that out and how we were impacted so that we could claim some of those state dollars and free up dollars for other programmatic activities over at the elder, over in the elderly center or health center. So that was one of the major issues off the top of my head. It was a long 2 days.
Yeah.
But I'll provide it in my report. But that was one of the major ones, which was nice because it looks like it's going to be able to free up some dollars for us.
Very good. Okay. We did the vote on that. Item 4, gaming division. 3 commissioners, 5 commissioners, staff, and 2 surveillance employees to attend gaming regulatory associated meeting in Baraboo.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion revising what was submitted, that we approve the travel requests for the travelers listed to attend the event on June 5 and 6. There is a request for 3 of the commissioners to go on June 4, but looking at the agenda, it appears that what's happening on June 4 is not really conference kinds of activities. So I think if they go June 5 and stay overnight, and June 6 is a half a day, that would be plenty. So my motion is to approve travel for June 5 and 6.
Support. A motion by Patty Hap to approve with adjustments to the date, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Okay, additions. We'll get into those.
Yep, the first is an HR item from gaming to post and hire marketing director.
Was that sent out to us on email or?
It was, yes. There's a separate packet of information that was sent to us.
Did you want to highlight, or did somebody want to make a motion?
Do I want us to? Well, as you know, we've been looking at the different options for a marketing director for a while, and one of the processes that they're going through is to, again, post for the marketing director position. If that comes back and it's not something that we can find the skill sets, There is a backup option. So they redefined the job description last time as we did not have enough qualified candidates, and they're going to do more due diligence to try to identify possible candidates to fill this position, not only within the tribe, but other tribal members throughout the United States, as we know that there's other members throughout there. And I don't know if Geraldine can possibly talk to you about some of those initiatives to identify those individuals from their side.
Yeah, within your packet, you have the recruitment letter. So this letter, along with the job description, will go out to all tribal members so they have an opportunity to apply. Hopefully, we'll get some good applicants to draw from on here. The other piece is if we do find somebody that is outside of the state of Wisconsin or, you know, quite a ways away, we also have the relocation monies available to bring an individual back to the tribe.
And I believe this process is a little bit different than the last time it was posted, where we did not identify enough qualified candidates. So it's kind of a reaching out to the rest of the tribal members that reside on an Oneida roll.
David.
Would this be a contracted position, or is this going to be a higher position?
We have talked about contracting this position. I think it's a good idea to contract this particular one because of the importance and the function that they have to do.
Yeah. But it, also with the contract, I would like to see a long enough contract for someone to give up something to come here to see if it would work for them. But it should be also based on their what they can produce.
Yes, absolutely.
I would also like to see
performance.
A
yeah, performance of contract.
I would absolutely like to see a contract for this position.
This is definitely a key spot that would be has to be based on performance.
Yes,
and the other question that I had was, you said that the job description was redone because you didn't get enough qualified applicants. So what was done to the contract? Did you reduce the qualifications or just kind of, I'm curious.
I apologize. I do not have that answer. Okay. Hopefully Wendy does.
Yeah. Cause I know that, excuse me, we met on it, but I don't know that there were any major changes, and Wendy's probably going to have a better answer for that one.
And I understand that we definitely want a tribal member for this position, but I think we should post it tribal preference and then also tribal opened so we can do a dual.
No, this one has to be filled by a tribal member.
It would just be tribal member. And if we don't get any applicants, then what happens?
Our next option is to look at contracting somebody to train, you know, over a long-term period.
Because we've been doing that for a period already, like
right.
3 years
but
now.
We may find somebody through this process that may not quite have the experience but has the potential. So those are some of the options that we talked about, was hiring an independent contractor to train somebody to get them to the level we need them to be at.
Because I agree that we should have tribals, but I mean There's times when we may not find a tribal member that has
Correct.
The right qualifications.
Right.
And that was part of the reason why I wanted to go down the path of a contract also, so that when we did find somebody that was qualified, we could actually implement them at that time.
Yeah, but we have to go through a process in order to
okay.
remove the Oneida enrolled from that position.
Okay.
And we appropriately budgeted to go the other route if the first route doesn't work out,
yes.
as you had mentioned.
Because we all know that this is a serious situation that we have to identify soon.
Yes. Okay, so Wendy's ready to talk about the job description
okay.
changes.
What we changed in the job description is we changed the knowledge of tribal, federal, state, and county to a preferred so that we can get somebody that has not worked for the tribe before. If they are a tribal member, then they have that opportunity to get in. Otherwise, they would be screened out. Also, the top-level marketing executive experience was moved to preferred. Instead of as a minimum qualification, again, to increase that pool of applicants that would be screened in, that they can discuss more of the experience once we get into the interview part of it. And then in the items submitted, we had just changed the leadership portfolio information to include 5 years of leadership experience so that they can tell us what they have in their background for leadership. Because right before it just stated generically leadership, but we didn't ask for any number of years.
And those three changes specifically the first two should really open up the pool of candidates that now would qualify that we may have identified in the past that qualified, but because of the job description, it did not qualify on paper. So that'll vastly open that up.
Vince.
I think on that marketing position, I know we've had many discussions about that. I understand that we want to try and seat in Oneida, but this is such a critical position. Mm-hmm. I think we have to really move forward and find the best qualified person we can. And if it's non-Oneida, eventually they can be, you know, in a position to train in Oneida. Mm-hmm. But we are, if you look at the numbers and you know the numbers like we do, there's some serious issues going on over there.
Yep.
And so I think we need to jump on that marketing piece right away. I know we've tried a little bit of an experiment with the last kind of setup. I won't mention any names, but I think we ought to move into a full-blown, full-court press on trying to get someone, and they can eventually train in Oneida.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's critical. If you're looking down at the path of bringing someone in who can actually serve as a trainer of a potential, we might as well go with a marketing firm at that point.
Right.
So I think we ought to look at that, too. People that have, you know, the kind of Android experience, the kind of, you look at the lack of draw over there in terms of some of the technology pieces and some of the other things we should be doing.
In
the
that,
analytics, that whole, the yep. stuff that I brought up 2.5 years ago that I'm hearing, well, we're still kind of talking about it, as the numbers start to slip and slip and slip.
Right. And that's what we talked about, was we have other options if this doesn't work, you know, like bringing in a recruiting firm to help us find somebody. So there are other options that we've worked on that, you know, if this doesn't work, we're on a pretty tight schedule to get things moving. Okay.
I like the fact that you've already notified them in the job description that that test will be conducted to test out their marketing competencies. So that I think that's why I can agree with the changing of the minimum qualifications, because there is that testing provision where they're going to have to demonstrate their knowledge to the leadership team there at gaming.
So I'm going to make a motion to approve moving forward with a contract position.
Support.
Yeah, motion by David Jordan is stated, supported by Melinda Danforth. Okay. All those in.
I would just ask one thing that we possibly consider. I've been a real proponent of this, that we possibly consider an incentive-driven contract, whereas as they drive numbers, the results of that can fall to the bottom line of their actual compensation. I think that's something we absolutely, in revenue generational areas, we have to consider that. Because you're going to have some people, if we're looking for a very high-end competency person, they're not going to leave and come here for a small salary.
Okay.
So I think we ought to look, and I know you guys can look at models. That should be a model we consider, where it's based on they get a piece of the action if they can drive revenue.
Yes.
So I think we ought to look at that.
Can we
if it's a revenue contract
motion?
Versus a...
I will concur to add that to the motion, sure.
It's a wage. It's sort of a wage escalation model, where if they drive revenue, their performance and revenue for income can be tied to their actual performance.
Yep.
So their income is tied to performance.
Yes.
Well, I think you're going to have complications there.
Well
I got to see what
and it would be. Right. I believe it's a very, very valid way to move it.
Uh-huh.
But now with the grand openings, the increase in the facility itself, how do you know if you hired somebody tomorrow that it's their performance or is it Lombardi stakes that are driving that forward? So it's going to be complicated.
Right, and that's part of all of the components of gaming with the customer service, the measuring of tracking the activities of the the marketing. You know, so there is a formula.
We did have a model like that about 4 years in place, and that was stopped. And that was for the casino as a whole, and it included revenue generation, it included compliance scores, it included customer satisfaction scores, which were all measurable, and we were asked to stop that process.
I'll leave my motion the way it is, and maybe if you guys can bring back something in writing, the recommendation to address that part of it, but I'll leave my motion as it stands before.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Good enough. So is the motion clear then?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
So a motion to approve the request, but it's contracted.
Yes.
Okay, we have a motion to approve the request with a contract for gaming marketing. Mm-hmm. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Thank you.
The next item, Mr. Chairman, is an addition from Councilman David Jordan, a travel request to attend the Head Start consultation meeting in Minnesota.
Motion to approve.
Support.
A motion by Melinda Danforth to support the request, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention?
Abstained.
One abstention. David Jordan. Motion passes.
Greg.
Susan.
Hi. I'm Susan House, Operations Analyst, Governmental Services. I just wanted to add that at the next business committee agenda, we'll be adding this request for, it's four or five staff to attend the same conference. It'll be a procedural exception. So we'll also be attending.
Okay. Which, just to FYI. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Well, we'll make sure to note that. Mm-hmm. Okay, next we have a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for Pitney Bowes annual contract. Or is that annual?
Yep. I make a motion to approve a limited waiver of sovereign immunity for the Pitney Bowes contract.
A motion by Patty Heft, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstained.
One abstention, David Jordan. Motion passes. Okay. You have anything else besides executive?
Yep, that's for the open session. We move into executive session, so we'll need a motion to go into executive session.
So moved.
Motion by David Jordan to go into executive session at 11:15.
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Motion by Melinda Danforth, come out of executive at 12:30, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item one from executive. Patty?
First is the chief counsel report. We have three items. Contract for Arlinda Lockwood. I'll make a motion to approve.
Support.
Motion by Patty F. to support. Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
The next item is a contract for Yoder. Robert Yoder. Yoder and Langford. I'll make a motion to approve.
Motion by Patty F. to approve the request.
Support.
Supported by Melinda Danforth. All those in favor, support.
Support.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries. Item three.
The third item, I'll make is let's see, the third item is a recommendation by Chief Counsel regarding some government-to-government issues, and I make a motion to approve the recommendation regarding the government-to-government issue as presented in today's packet of May 15.
And we have a motion by Patty F. that stated, supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention, Melinda Danforth. Motion carries. Item four.
Item four, I make a motion to accept the Chief Counsel update regarding the current litigation.
Motion by Patty F. to stated.
Support.
Supported by Vince Della Rosa. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries.
Next item is to approve 49 new enrollments.
Support.
Motion by Patty F. to support the request, supported by Melinda Danforth. All those in favor of that motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention. Motion carries.
Two items. The next two items are employment issues. Item A, And they're both with the health division. The first is to approve the LPN to RN title reassignment and wage adjustment.
Support.
A motion by Vince De La Rosa to support the request.
Patty Heff, second.
Patty Heff, support. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Item B is with the Comprehensive Health Division. Approve a 15% additional duties compensation for health and safety compliance specialists, combining two positions into one.
Support.
A motion by Patty Heff to state and supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Number three is a recommendation regarding work to make changes to tribal hearing bodies. And I will make a motion to approve the recommendation from the LOC.
A motion by Patty Heff that stated.
Support, Mr. Chair.
Supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Additions. The first are the internal audit staffing model proposal.
Motion to approve. Level 12. Motion to approve at level 12.
And motion by David Jordan. As stated.
Support, Mr. Chair.
Supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
The second is an employment item from gaming regarding the workforce levels in the marketing department.
Looking for a motion. Contracted.
Motion to approve the procedural exception.
For the workforce?
For the workforce.
Level
change in the marketing department.
Yeah, an interim job.
Interim job.
Okay, we have a motion by David Jordan as stated.
And I'll second it.
Supported by Patty Heft. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
The last item was to consider the request that was in open session regarding a report from the chairman's office on the housing development team work. They weren't here, so I would defer it to the CDPC for their June meeting to give the report there.
We have a motion by Patty after stated, supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstention? Motion carries.
Motion to adjourn.
A motion by Melinda Danforth to adjourn, supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Wait.
Oh, excuse me. The Oneida Seven Generations Agent Report.
Oh.
Just need a motion to accept.
Okay.
Going to back up a little bit. Get the motion. Rewind.
I make a motion to accept the Oneida Seven Generations Agent biweekly reports for May 6th, May 13th, and their projections for cash flow.
We have a motion by Patty Heft as stated regarding Seven Gens report. Supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
Abstain.
One abstention, David Jordan. Motion carries.
Now we can adjourn.
We have a motion by Melinda Danforth to adjourn. Time is 12:37. Supported by Vince De La Rosa. All those in favor of that motion, say aye.
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 Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Good night, Irene.